This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You know, someone tweets in intimating that politics is the reason why I don't want Aaron Rodgers to be the Steelers quarterback. And to that I say, I spent hours on Friday praising the Mason Rudolph signing. Like, I don't think it's a secret. Mason Rudolph is a Republican. People call him MAGA Mason.
Yep.
I think that's a shrewd signing. If this had anything to do with politics, I would want neither of the guys. It has to do with, I'm a little bit afraid that Aaron Rodgers' statistics last year are kind of like Russell Wilson's statistics the year before. Like, they look good on paper. You think, oh man, this guy could play through 28 touchdowns, only 10 picks. I'm a little gun shy based on what happened with Russell Wilson. Like, all the numbers pointed to Russell Wilson being a good player, and then he was for a while for the Steelers, and then the wheels fell off there.
I just don't. There's no better option, in my opinion. And for me, knowing what the Steelers want to do. Like, it'd be different if I knew, if this organization was like, okay, we're going to tear down, rebuild, and go after our quarterback next year, or find our quarterback of the future, next time around. But they want to win. They think that they could win. They just signed and traded for a receiver and gave him $150 million. That's telling you that they're still thinking that they're going to win this year. So you're looking at the options. I love the Mason Rudolph signing as a backup and as a plan B. If you do sign a guy like Aaron Rodgers and he has to go in because Aaron Rodgers is hurt, but they want to win.
It also gives you Aaron Rodgers insurance should he sign someplace else or walk off into the sunset and retire. You can start week one with Mason and you figure you could be a 9-win football team with him. So, like, I think they have guarded themselves against that. Like, the way they view it is, okay, we're going to be pot committed to Rodgers here because we want to win. Like, I agree with you. They think they can win. And so, seeing it through their eyes, yes, I would agree that Aaron Rodgers is the best option if that's how they view things. And they view it, okay, we've got a good backup option now in Mason Rudolph, so if Rodgers gets hurt or if we can't sign Rodgers, well, we can go in there with Mason. But to me, it's still, okay, we've got Mason, and this Rodgers thing did work out, then they missed out on so many other things. From their standpoint, I get it. I do. I just don't think they should have this philosophy.
I also think, though, too, that they want to sign Rodgers because they don't want to be fooled into drafting a quarterback in this draft, and that could be a very high possibility. I mean, you've seen it everywhere. The talks are starting to ramp up, obviously, around Jackson Dart and the Pittsburgh Steelers at 21. And I think the Steelers, at least in my opinion, in just how I would think right now, like, I do not want to get fooled into loving Jackson Dart to draft him just because of my situation. Just because of my situation. And I don't think that they are in love with him. I think they could be fooled to be in love with him and have to take him if this situation doesn't come through.
Yeah, we all know people, right? You go through a breakup and then everyone's got a rebound girl, right? Or a rebound guy.
Yep.
You don't want to fall in love with the rebound.
Especially the younger rebound.
Right.
Usually, whenever you rebound, it's like, I'm going to go younger.
Mm-hmm. Everything's still pointed up.
Uh-huh. Yep. I'm going to make the other person jealous. I'm going to go younger. I could still, you know, still got some some swings left.
Mm-hmm. It makes you feel younger.
Yep.
And then you fall in love, and you never should have been. And 2 years later, you're like, oh, my God, now back in the same place. I just broke up with the rebound chick.
Yep.
Yeah, because it's desperation. And the Steelers absolutely could do that. Like, they, right now, they probably are thinking, Jackson Dart, Shador Sanders, come on, no way.
Right.
But if you only have Mason, you could convince yourself.
And they're there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they want to do that, though. I don't think they want to be in that situation, but I could see them trying to almost kind of psych themselves out, which would be bad.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.